Good morning. Welcome to the Day of Summer YouTube channel. I am Razzle11, and you can find me on Twitter at Razzle11Grinds. I'm going to take a look at some pitching for today, the 3rd of August. We have a 4-game day slate and then a 6-game main this evening. So we will dig in a little bit. First, weather-wise, don't really see much. Some rain chances in Kansas City, but right now it doesn't look to be too serious. It is going to be in the 90s there, 90s in Chicago. Otherwise, some games are in the 70s by the looks of it. Wind blowing out in San Francisco, which is generally the case, but it's going to be in the 60s at game time. But it is an afternoon game. So the ball does carry better in San Francisco during the day, so that'll be something to check out. But let's dig in. At the top, we have Kevin Gausman going against his former team as a minus 165 favorite. Dominated them the first time. Didn't really pick up the strikeouts. It's one thing I'm noticing about the Orioles. A lot of times, they just aren't striking out a ton, which is different because they do have some guys that traditionally can be had via the K. Gausman at home has just been ridiculous. And around, 12.8 K per nine, roughly. 12.5 to 13 K per nine when at home. A ridiculous 27 fantasy points per game when pitching at home. Home runs obviously can be an issue. We saw that against Seattle, even in a pitcher's park of Seattle, giving up 4 home runs. But we also see that he still managed 20 plus DK points while giving up 4 home runs. I don't necessarily want to pick on this Baltimore team, but Kikuchi did shut them down yesterday when Baltimore was near the top of my stack rankings. So I will be going to Gausman. He should be matchup proof at this point, as one of the best strikeout pitchers in baseball. Max Scherzer, a minus 267 home favorite, making his debut with the Rangers. Pitching on normal rest. 5 of his last 7 starts have been 22 plus DK points. Actually, 6 of his last 8. I mean, he's just been strong. He has some bad starts, but still, I mean, even against Arizona, giving up 3 home runs, still managed 23 DK points. I like the spot against the White Sox. I'm not too afraid of the White Sox offense, and we just saw Dane Dunning absolutely dominate the White Sox last night. So no problems going heavy Max Scherzer on the slate. Jack Flaherty making his debut with the O's. Did make 1 start against Toronto this year and walk 7 while with St. Louis. I'm going to play kind of the wait and see with Flaherty. The Toronto offense has been cooler, but I'm just not sure how Flaherty fits in yet. And he's not some, you know, slam dunk guy like Scherzer is. So I just prefer to play the wait and see, I guess. I just don't know if we're going to have that option on this slate because we do need, you know, some pitchers to use. And I'm having a hard time, you know, deciding on some guys because, like Brady Singer, I don't really want to use him against the Mets. He has been best at home. He's coming off a 10K performance against the Twins. Back-to-back strong starts. Probably going to have to use Singer, but it doesn't feel great. He is a minus 120 favorite. Game total of 9, however. So I'm interested enough that I think Singer's going to be in my pool over Flaherty. But maybe we do just have to bite the bullet and use Flaherty in our MME. Carrasco, an underdog to Kansas City, who is the hottest team in baseball from a winning perspective. Carrasco has not looked good the last few starts, so it's going to be tough to go there. I think people are going to blindly go there because he's facing Kansas City. And right now it looks like that's just a mistake. But I may mix in a 10 to 15% share. Brandon Pfaadt, don't think I can do it. He's been better this time around at the major league level. But I just don't know that I want to use him. His best start, arguably his best start, yep, did come against the San Francisco squad. So maybe, I mean, he is a super talented pitcher. San Francisco does offer some strikeouts. I'm not seeing a line right now, but I think that has to do with the San Francisco pitching plans. So maybe Fod is one of those wild card plays, and maybe we should consider him over Carrasco in our pool. It'll be interesting to see where I end up as the day goes on. Not really interested in Tucson against that Texas offense, and then we got to wait and see what San Francisco's actually going to do with their pitching. Looking at the main slate now, we have Ohtani against a strikeout-prone Seattle squad. All four Ohtani in this matchup. He's made two starts against Seattle. Strikeouts are there. I am definitely going there. Did dominate Detroit in his last start. Prior to that, though, he had been dealing with some finger issues and struggling. But to me, it's clear that Ohtani is the best pitcher on this slate. Definitely the highest upside. And a -160 favorite at home. Julio Urías, a -285 favorite against Oakland. He had a split fingernail, it looks like, but he's pushed back. So, but it looks like he's good to go. His performance has been all over the place since his return from the IL. So he's super volatile right now, but he's been absolutely dominant at home. And taking on this Oakland squad, I have no problems going with Julio Urías, especially paying under 10K. See, it feels like a no-brainer to me, but. Pitching lately, when we found those no-brainers, they haven't really paid off for us. Sonny Gray is a -140 favorite. I have some interest. He hasn't been as strong on the road. He hasn't been strong lately. His Ks have kind of cratered. But we go back. He did dominate a Baltimore squad about a month ago, so it's there. I just don't know if I'm gonna get there. He's probably going to be on the borderline, and I don't right now I don't think I have a problem removing him from my pool. I won't hesitate much, but we'll see as the day goes on. Mitch Keller against the Brewers. Brewers are a -135 favorite in this one, but Keller certainly has the K upside. K's have been much stronger on the road. Did struggle to get a little bit against Milwaukee, but still racked up those strikeouts. Hasn't been as dominant as he was to begin the season. Walks have become an issue. There's some home runs. It's just a volatile play, but I think right now I would have Keller ahead of Sonny Gray in my rankings. Christian Javier, a -120 favorite against a struggling Yankee squad. Coming off of a strong performance against Tampa Bay. Did give up three runs, but the strikeouts were back. Javier did no-hit the Yankees last year. So I am interested. His hits are down. So, he's throwing better. His walks are up yet. Strikeouts are kind of all over the place. But I think there's upside in him in this matchup. I do worry because the Yankees are getting healthier. There's some the home run upside from that team. But I am very interested right now. Brian Wu. It kind of depends on what kind of lineup we see from the Angels. If they go very left-hand heavy, I'm not sure if they have a ton of left-handers at this point. Renfro, Crone, Grichuk are right-handed. But if they go left-hand heavy, I will not be on Wu. We talked about his splits against Minnesota, against left-handed bats, and how Minnesota was able to get to them. Arizona, pretty left-hand heavy, no strikeouts. So most likely I'm going to be off of Wu in this matchup. Clark Schmidt at home, giving up a ton of home runs. One every 5 innings, so about 1.8 per nine. Not a ton overall, but his home run rate is definitely greater at home. It's been decent, but generally he's not much of a strikeout guy, so I will not be taking Schmidt against this Houston squad. I think I'm going to enjoy mini stacking Alvarez and Tucker together quite a bit tonight as we dig in. No interest in JP Sears. Wind is blowing in Wrigley. I did notice that. But the game total sits at 10, so I wonder if we have some conflicting reports on wind in that game. I'll have to take a look later this afternoon. It is only going to be in the 70s, so not like it's super warm, but Jameson Taillon has been strong of late. It is a tough matchup, Cincinnati against right-handers. They've been able to do some damage, but I'm intrigued enough, especially if we do find out that the wind is blowing in for sure. Then Taillon will make my pool. No thanks on Luke Weaver. Liberatore has not looked good. You can thank the Cardinals for yo-yoing him around. His debut against the Brewers this year was strong, and then all of a sudden it's bullpen, and then starting, and then bullpen, and then sent down. Just let the guy pitch. But it's an interesting matchup because the Twins offer a ton of K upside for him, which really has me intrigued, especially because they are very left-handed as far as their dangerous bats. And then Buxton was scratched yesterday with a hamstring, so he might not even be in the lineup today. Liberatore is very intriguing to me. A lot of volatility, but very intriguing. Down at the bottom here is Adrian Houser, which I'm interested. Put up a 10K performance against the Braves, the best offense in baseball. Have to take notice. Now he's taking on a weak Pittsburgh lineup as a home favorite. I am definitely interested. Especially at 5,200, I expect him to be fairly popular. Especially when mixed with like Dodger stacks, Adrian Houser should probably be paired with a ton of Dodger stacks from the field. Just for something for us to take a look at and try to get different with. But yeah, there's the look at the pitching for today. As always, my updated pool and everything is available to DFS Army members. If you want to join us, I'll put links in the description below. You can use promo code RAZ, that's RAZ, for 10% off monthly. And if you could please hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, turn the notification bell on, get the alert anytime we drop videos here at DFS Army. Would greatly appreciate it, and it helps us out a ton. So as always, best of luck, everybody.